Israeli army prosecutors have decided against appealing the sentence of two Israeli soldiers who used the 9-year-old Palestinian boy as a human shield during the onslaught on Gaza during the winter of 2008-2009. The soldiers received a conditional sentence, and following the decision not to appeal the ruling, they will not be serving any terms behind bars. The Israeli military court found the two staff sergeants guilty in October and gave them suspended 3-month sentences for separating the 9-year-old at a time, Majid Rabah, from his mother and ordered him at gunpoint to open bags thought to contain explosives in Gaza City. 2 years later, the boy is still traumatized by what happened to him.
The soldiers grabbed me and forced to check bags and cardboard boxes for them. And when I refused, they slapped me on the face. I was really scared and I wet my pants and I still have nightmares about what I went through.
Human rights activists say the decision not to appeal the sentences is a serious indication that the Israeli military will never rightly punish soldiers convicted of offenses characterized as war crimes under international law.
I believe that the court was a mock court and it was never serious about punishing the soldiers. The decision not to appeal the sentence was just another theatrical ploy by the Israeli military prosecutor.
The practice of using human shields involves the deliberate placement of civilians in or around combat targets to deter an enemy attack or forcing civilians to aid military operations. Such practice is illegal under both international and Israeli law. Since April 2004, the Palestine Branch of Defense of Children International has documented 16 cases involving Palestinian children being used as human shields by the Israeli army.
We call on the international community to launch a serious and thorough investigation into Israeli crimes. We also demand that Israeli army commanders and leaders be brought to justice in war crime tribunals.
According to a UN report issued by veteran war crimes prosecutor Richard Goldstone, Israel used disproportionate force and deliberately targeted civilians during the 22-day Gaza War. Human rights groups say that the lenient sentences will only encourage Israeli soldiers to violate Palestinian rights. The use of human shields is prohibited under Article 28 of the 4th Geneva Convention, which Israel has ratified. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.